Hello, everyone. I'd say I've definitely had a rocky road with my faith. I grew up in like a split household. My mum was Christian, my dad is not. I did grow up in a church, but it's not like this at all. It was very disconnected. People wouldn't talk. It was a set prayer every single week. So I didn't really learn anything. I didn't know anything about God. So as I grew up, there was this point system to get in my school, and it was church points. So I just went to church to get these points. And I did lose faith in God. And as I entered high school, I hung out with the wrong group of friends who led me into like a really sinful life, a really bad life. And that had a big effect on my mental health. I lost all hope at one point, and I was just upset every day. But even though I was at this point, God sent someone into my life, and that was Chloe. And I was at this point, I was open to faith. I was feeling curious around this point, and Chloe texted me one day. She messaged me, "Do you have a belief?" And I looked to myself and I wonder, I don't know, but I am open to it. And she tells me all this different stuff of how wonderful God is. And then I get curious. I start to pray. I started to read the Bible. And suddenly I found who God was. But even though I did start to believe, I was at this lukewarm phase of my journey. I believed, but I did not show that belief. I was kind of a lukewarm Christian, if you'd say. But at a certain point, it all switched. After my granddad's death, back in early 2025, I certainly like had this change. I started to realise that I was separate from my community, and that was driving me away again, and I did not want to go back into that life I was at before. And I got more curious, so I asked my mum and my dad if I can go back to church. I go back to that church I spent my childhood with, and I realised it was pulling me away from Jesus because it was not a community. So I searched for more churches, I searched online, and I can't find the right one. At this point, I feel like I've given up, but I text Chloe about this yet again, and she suggests this church that we're standing in right now. And I felt sad because it seemed too far away, but in an act of selflessness, my mum chose to drive me every single time just to make me happy, just for my faith to grow with Jesus. And now I've found a church that has finally accepted me and that I'm a part of, and I look forward to go to every week because it brings me closer and closer to God. And I think my story is really important because it shows no one is too far off. If you've got someone in your heart, and even a single message could save someone's life, and if you ever think about that, it's a truly wonderful story. So thank you for listening, guys.